Thank you for being with us here. Want to bring a guest on to the program. This is the Lieutenant Colonel, Northwest Divisional Commander of Salvation Army, Cindy Foley. And Cindy Foley's been a frequent guest here on KVI over the years based on her work with Salvation Army and what Salvation Army is up to next week. You can take part in, and it'll be a chance for you to connect with longtime KVI host John Carlson, who's going to give the big keynote address at the Red Kettle Luncheon next week in Seattle. Lieutenant Colonel Foley, hello. Thanks for coming on with me on KVI.
Good morning, and happy National Salvation Army Week to you.
Yeah, that's right. In 1954, the United States Congress and then President Dwight Eisenhower proclaimed the first National Salvation Army Week as a way to kind of remind Americans to do their part to help support charity, and charity that gets in there like Salvation Army does and is incredibly efficient and incredibly quick to try and give people the help and the relief that they need. And so the Red Kettle Luncheon is coming up next week, and this is a big part of the fundraising portion of what Salvation Army does throughout the course of the year. A lot of us think of the Red Kettles when we get to Christmas time and New Year's and Thanksgiving, that we all see them out in front of the stores and the shops and things like that. And we oftentimes give directly to the bell ringers with the Red Kettles at that time of year. But right now is when you're preparing for the Red Kettle Luncheon next week in Seattle. So what's going to happen next week? It all happens at the Red Kettle Luncheon on May 22nd, next Thursday, correct?
Correct. We, you know, Salvation Army helped over 71,000 people just in King County alone last year, including getting 3,400 families into permanent housing. And to do that, we need to raise the funds to keep our 18 programs just in King County operating and continuing this life-changing work. So our goal is to raise $525,000 at our keynote event next week, the Red Kettle Luncheon, on Thursday, May 22nd at the Seattle Hyatt Regency Hotel. People can come and join us and John Carlson to actually meet and hear from the people that we've been helping, or they can give online at redkettleluncheon.org. You can buy your ticket there or make a donation and help us to continue the work that the Salvation Army has been doing here in King County for 140 years.
Wow, what a track record. And hearing you in interviews with John Carlson over the last handful of years, John has been deeply involved as a board member on the Salvation Army. This is near and dear to John Carlson's heart and his work to try and help Salvation Army. This is the time that people need to take a little money out of their wallet and really put it where it does a whole lot of good and a whole lot of work, which is the Salvation Army. So maybe give me an example. I know that you just indicated at the Red Kettle Luncheon, you end up having people that have been helped and benefit from Salvation Army come out and speak. What are some of those stories like? Can you give us an example?
I am. You know, one of our key programs in the city, the street level program, we work with people who are living in their vehicles or on the street. We don't put them in line, you know, to get housing. We literally greet them and say, do you want housing or the Salvation Army? We're here to help. And our team was out literally a month ago at the library in Kent, a place they would regularly go. There, you know, it appeared there was a mother and son who were unhoused. And so in just starting a conversation to see if they need help, we discovered that they have been living on the streets, couch surfing without a permanent home since the grandmother died 29 years ago. And Mary's son was 5 years old at the time. Can you imagine if you became homeless at five and you're now 34, you don't remember having your own home. You've never, you know, got ready for school in your own room in the morning, you know, and picked up your books and gone to school. And our team just reaching out, they were not that difficult to house. Within 2 weeks, they had an apartment, they had furniture, they were already working, you know, they have a means to, you know, continue to pay their rent and to be stable. We continue to work with them and make sure they're doing okay. But It was the Salvation Army's team just going up to somebody, noticing they needed help, saying, do you need housing? Do you need food? Do you need a safe place for your kids after school? And we can work with them and get them, again, meet their immediate needs, but support them until they can live stably on their own.
We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Cindy Foley. She's the Northwest Divisional Commander of Salvation Army. She's describing some of the help that Salvation Army is able to provide, some of the relief Salvation Army is able to provide when you donate to the Red Kettle Luncheon, which is coming up next week in Seattle. And they are running behind in their goal to raise $525,000 for the Red Kettle Luncheon as we get to next week. And that's where we're hoping that KVI listeners can do their part, make a contribution, really give Salvation Army a boost right now so that they don't miss out on that fundraising goal, because they've got a little ways to go here. The giving up to this point for the Red Kettle Luncheon has been a little on the slow side. So this fundraising effort is absolutely essential to continue helping the most vulnerable in King County, those neighbors like the mom and the son, the adult son that Cindy was just talking about in Kent. So, Cindy, give them the address again, the website address to help donate and help contribute. And let's make sure we hit this $525,000 goal.
That's right. So people are welcome to attend the luncheon at the Seattle Hyatt Regency on May 22nd. You can buy a ticket or you can just make a contribution at redkettleluncheon.org. And a donation of any size is helpful, just like our wonderful red kettles at Christmas time. Here in May during National Salvation Army Week, we bring a big one out again. And if people can help us fill that kettle, we can continue to meet the needs of your neighbors in need all year long. So redkettleluncheon.org.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like you were just saying, even $5 or $10, you might be thinking, well, I don't have a lot to give, but even a $5 or $10 contribution, if a bunch of people kick in that $5 or $10, all of a sudden that really starts to add up. And you know that the money is going to go for a great effort and a great cause because Salvation Army is behind it and Salvation Army is getting out there and helping, I think, people in the most expeditious way possible.
Yeah. And people, you know, wonder these days, where's my money going? Every dollar given to the Salvation Army stays right here in the local community. 84.5 cents out of every dollar goes directly to people in need. That's the lowest overhead rate in the country. We continue to be proud of that and continue to work to provide efficient services to people in need, food, housing, and other supportive services for families, adults, and youth in need.
Yeah, and that is why it's so effective when you give to Salvation Army, how they're able to get these results that we really want to be able to get for people that are in the deepest need. Lieutenant Colonel Foley, thank you for taking time to talk to us about this, and I'll keep sharing the message and keep encouraging people to help out and make that contribution so that the Salvation Army can reach that $525,000 local effort. Again, this is a local effort for the Pacific Northwest with the Red Kettle Luncheon coming up next week, May 22nd in Seattle. Thank you for taking time to speak to me here on The Morning Ride.
Thank you so much. And to everybody, happy National Salvation Army Week.
Yeah, Salvation Army Week. It's a week-long deal. Yeah, many people think of Salvation Army bell ringers and all those red kettles that you see during the holiday season. But right now, it's the organization's big push for fundraising here in the middle of the year. And so much of what Salvation Army does, as Lieutenant Colonel Foley just said, serves people experiencing homelessness, people in poverty. They've got 14 locations in King County. So, again, this is all a local effort, including different community centers, shelters, addiction recovery, domestic violence programs are another thing that the Salvation Army supports for people who are facing domestic violence. And they've got more than 6,000 centers of operation nationwide. But that's why Salvation Army is so uniquely positioned to help provide and take care of so many people that are in need proximate to King County. So the website, again, help them reach that $525,000 goal. And then you could also have a chance to go hear from John Carlson next week at the Seattle Hyatt, downtown Seattle, as part of the Red Kettle Luncheon next Thursday, May 22nd. So to donate, to get set up, to go to the Red Kettle Luncheon, hear John Carlson speak, go to redkettleluncheon.org. R-E-D, redkettleluncheon.org. Make your contribution there. I'm going to go plug in one for $100 here as I wrap up the show for a Friday on Talk Radio 570 KVI.